The class includes 30 new correctional officers who reported to facilities across the state this week. Department of Corrections Commissioner Perry Phelps says this brings the number of hard vacancies down to around 220. The 11-week Correctional Employee Initial Training Academy started in early April with 51 trainees, including correctional officers and counselors, teachers, and mechanics. 38 finished. According to data provided by department officials, this is the largest class of training enrollees in almost 5 years. Phelps credits this in part to recent recruitment efforts.
A lot of people don't know exactly what we do. So when you have someone out there face-to-face, like a recruiter that's worked in the facilities anywhere from 13 to 20 or 30 years, they're able to answer some of those questions that may cause apprehension from somebody that wants to join.
The fiscal year 2019 state budget, which passed the General Assembly this week, includes funding for a $3,000 increase to correctional officers' starting salary beginning July 1st. Phelps says the department also got over $3 million for correctional officer career ladder increases and $4 million to implement recommendations from an independent review following last year's hostage situation at James T. Vaughn Correctional Center. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.